Coming up, dangerous avalanche conditions predicted this weekend, and the Haines Assembly sets up zoning for commercial pot. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Avalanche Center is warning of dangerous conditions today and this weekend. According to the center's website, avalanche danger is high to borderline extreme today. It says extreme danger is possible Saturday and Sunday. The center monitors avalanche conditions in three zones, from right near town to the Chilkat Pass. Right now, the degree of avalanche danger ranges from considerable to high in every zone. The bottom line, according to the center, avoid all avalanche terrain today and this weekend. Conditions are being described as a, quote, loaded gun, where slopes are stressed and waiting to be triggered. For more details on the forecast, visit alaskasnow.org. Skagway's annual Buckwheat Ski Classic is coming up at the end of this month. This year's theme, Live and Let Ski. KHNS's Abby Collins has this preview of the cross-country ski race that could involve tuxedos.
This year marks the 32nd annual Buckwheat Ski Classic. The race has a different theme each year. In 2017, the tagline was, Oh, the places you'll ski, a Dr. Seuss theme. This year,
Bond. James Bond.
It's the Buckwheat 0032, Live and Let Ski. Skiers are encouraged to dress up based on the theme. Jeff Brady is the secretary of the Log Cabin Ski Society, the race organizers.
We should have our share of tuxedos and martini glasses and hopefully a nice array of Bond villains and Bond girls and and some Bond boys too, maybe thrown in.
The prize for best costume is an overnight package to the Upper Dewey Lake Cabin in Skagway.
It's gotten to be quite a craze over the last few years, a lot of competition for it.
There are also prizes for race winners, and skiers can choose which distance they want to take on. There's a 50K, 25K, and 10K race, and kids can take part in a 5K.
It's a family event. We have skiers of all abilities, and we like it that way. We bill it as a really fun event to sort of close out the winter season, and that's kind of what was envisioned by Buckwheat, our founder, and we've got our committee that keeps that going.
Brady says the event is about more than just winning a race.
And that's what the Buckwheat's really all about, is not just about the few who can race it and win it. It's all about coming out and having fun.
The annual event was founded by Skagway's Buckwheat Donahue. It's a fundraiser for the Log Cabin Ski Society and held on the log cabin trails north of Skagway. Brady says limited snowfall this winter has made it challenging to set up the trail so far, but he expects that to turn around.
We've actually struggled a bit getting some of the trail in this year because of it just wasn't deep enough. We've got the main core, our 10K. We've had that tracked and set for the last 6 weeks or so. But getting out to the outer trails, there just hasn't been enough snow. But I think this dump we got this week is going to help that immensely.
The day also involves snow carvings.
Our snow carving crew, the Team Alaska, who goes far and wide showing off every year, they're really doing a big focus this year on the buckwheat. And it's going to be very international out there. All of the Bond movie locations in one big aid station, probably.
And a banquet and after parties in Skagway. The Buckwheat 0032 is on Saturday, March 24th. Brady says there are just over 100 people registered so far. He's hoping to at least double that in coming weeks. Online registration is open until March 18th, and there will be late registration on March 22nd in Whitehorse and March 23rd in Skagway. And if you don't want to ski, Brady is still looking for volunteers for the event. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
By approving new commercial zoning for marijuana, the Haines Assembly took a big step in helping new marijuana businesses figure out where to make the jump from blueprint to reality. The Haines Borough unanimously passed a new ordinance laying out where marijuana businesses can set up shop. The new ordinance maps areas where four types of marijuana businesses can operate in the borough: retail, cultivation, indoor and outdoor, manufacturing, and testing. More remote parts of the borough tend to be less restrictive. Many areas, especially those closer to town, still require businesses to get conditional use permits for their chosen locations. In much of downtown Haines, retail, manufacturing, or growing won't be allowed because of the state's 500-foot buffer rule. Marijuana licenses can't be issued to businesses too close to places intended for kids, such as schools and playgrounds, as well as churches and correctional facilities. Haines is small enough that that rules out a lot. Assemblymember Tom Morfitt feels the buffer, which he says was designed for larger cities, hamstrings the Haines Assembly.
I think we want to have a dispensary probably right down where a bar district is. So, you know, the regulatory authorities, the police authorities can keep an eye on everybody at the same time.
He points out that bars and breweries, where people actually consume alcohol, operate within those zones.
These dispensaries are not places where people are allowed to smoke. So you're just going in there and buying. It's more like a liquor store.
He'd like to see the Alaska legislature make a change in state law to adjust that boundary. The new ordinance comes as Haines's first marijuana cultivation businesses are nearing the end of the state's licensing process. Erica Merklin owns Resurrection Dreams, whose application has been given the green light by the Haines Assembly and the Alaska Marijuana Control Office. Located about 26 miles out the Haines Highway, Merklin's business falls safely within an approved area for operations. So does Carol Waldo's Glacier Bay Farms at 17 Helms Loop Spur. She's waiting for the state to review her application again after the Haines Assembly allowed it to move forward in February. One more cultivator and three retail stores are also at the beginning of the licensing process, awaiting review from state regulators. For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilbur. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening.
Collins here, KHNS senior reporter. We have some exciting changes coming to the KHNS evening news hours. Starting Monday, March 19th, KHNS evening news will air at 5:50, right after National Native News and All Things Considered. Alaska News Nightly from Alaska Public Media will air at 6 p.m. and will bring you the award-winning Marketplace, Public Radio's daily magazine on business and economic news, each weekday at 6:30. That's a new evening news lineup starting Monday, March 19th, right here on KHNS, your voice in the wilderness for Haines, Skagway, and Clukwan.